T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So what was your reaction when you heard the news about Don?
Yeah, it was, it's a tough day. He cared about a lot of us, and not just as hockey players, as people as well. It was obviously sad news to hear. A lot of guys in here owe a lot to him. So you can't help but think that it's our fault as players for not being good enough. We weren't good enough for him, and that's why he's not here anymore. So that falls on us.
What's important to you in the next head coach of this team? I know you're not doing the search, but what's important to you?
I think we're ready for a little more. Whether that's pushing us a little harder, being harder on us, whether that's just harder practices. I think, we're ready now to not be, as comfortable. We want to be pushed harder and maybe held to a higher standard.
Are you eager to have that kind of coach that kind of puts food in the rear end when it's needed?
Yeah, I think, a lot of guys could benefit from that. I think we are ready for that. We want to be pushed to that next level, and we want to be. If we're not performing, and we deserve to be benched, we should be. And I think that's something that'll take this team to the next level.
Tage yesterday talked about you. We all know you, what good friends you all are, and you all hang out together. But he said we can't be worried about hurting each other's feelings. We got to get to a point where we can tell each other, you're not performing, whatever, and not get mad at each other because we tell. Do you think maybe you guys need more of that in the room?
For sure. What I said before, it doesn't all fall on the coach. I mean, as players, we need to be better with that as well. Pushing each other and holding each other accountable. I mean, we're grown men in here. We can hold each other accountable as well, and we didn't do a good enough job of that. At the end of the day, all that does is help and push each other to the next level. So that's what we're going to be doing more of next year for sure.
We can talk about the progress this team has made in their journey to an eventual postseason, but what are you taking away the most from this year, your ups and downs? I know you haven't had too much time to reflect, but what are you going to take away from this season?
Yeah, obviously it wasn't the season any of us envisioned, and it hurts that it's over. None of us are ready for it to be over. We expected a lot more, and it just flat out wasn't good enough. As players and as a team, we didn't perform to what we needed to. There's no excuses. There's nothing we can say other than it sucks. But we did learn a lot, I think, this year. We don't want to keep saying that. We learned a lot, take from it, but know, we did learn, and everything this year is just going to make us better, the adversity. And I think we, you know, after the year before, kind of humbled us a little bit. And all that's going to do is push us harder and motivate us more to come out next year and prove what we can do as a team.
I know you had ups and downs in your own game, Dylan. Do you feel like going into the summer you have a clear picture of what makes you successful and what you want to do to take that next step?
For sure. I think, you know, this is the most motivated I've ever been. I think all of us feel that way. We all know we can be better. We all know we need to be better. And I think every guy in here will be better. There's a lot of guys, I think, that didn't quite have the season they wanted to. So, you know, we all just got to be hungry for more and hungry to achieve more and be better as a team.
You've had some exposure to the business with hockey, with the coaches, with the Jack situation. How much does the firing of Donnie kind of open the eyes of some of the younger guys who may not have gone through that before and get them to, you know, kind of snap to attention and going forward?
Yeah, for sure. It's might be a little eye-opener, I think, with what we might have coming. So, at the end of the day, hockey is a business, and, it is what it is. It's a tough part of the game. It's the part of the game that you learn of quick when you're in the NHL. So, I had to go through that my first year with firing the coach and even before that, firing the GM and all that stuff. So, I got exposed to it quick, but as tough as it is, it's normal, and it's the side of the game you just get used to, I guess.
What did you learn about yourself as you navigated through the season? I mean, I know it wasn't the season you wanted personally, but, I mean, within the season there was growth from you and you did some good things. What do you take from it, I guess?
Yeah, there's not too many positives I'm going to take from this year for myself. I know I disappointed a lot of people. I disappointed myself, but I have to just try and look at some positives, and that's kind of my penalty kill defensive game. I think that's something I want to take a big step with, is to kind of mold into that two-way player that I want to be, is to develop that defensive side of my game. And now it's time to put both those together. The offensive game I had the year before, and my defensive game now, I want to be that two-way complete player. And I think I can do that. And
Have you been asked to play at Worlds?
I have, yeah, and I'm going to go play at Worlds. So another opportunity to play more hockey. I'm excited for it. I want to go win a gold medal.
Can you use that maybe as a springboard? You did last time, because I think you were Canada's leading goal scorer and one of their leading scorers at a great tournament. Can you maybe go there again and use that as a springboard into next season?
Yeah, could be. I'm just looking at that right now as just playing more hockey. I'm not ready for the season to be over. So I just want to go there, play more hockey, have fun playing hockey, and, hopefully go win a gold medal.
Dylan, what did you think of the season that J.J. Paterka had?
Yeah, I think he had a great season. A little bit ups and downs, but, he's a fantastic player. He holds himself to a high standard. He just wants to score, and he did that a lot. So it was awesome to see him take that next step, and he's not even close to playing at how good he can be. He's going to be a great player and a great goal scorer for a long time. So it's fun to play with him and be a part of that.
Dylan, just going off that too, just your impressions, just takeaways from how Zach played this year.
Zach, he was great. I think. You don't see too many guys at that age and that size come in and being able to fit in, and I think he fit in great. He's able to get down in those board battles and win battles along the wall against much bigger, stronger guys, and he's just so smart. His hockey IQ is his next level, and it's going to be exciting to watch. And he's got that edge to him too, but he's going to, just as he gets more and more comfortable, more and more confident, he's going to be a great player in this league for sure.
Don had mentioned that it was something you weren't that great at, and you got more and more, and you became better and better. I mean, you even became kind of a scoring threat. I mean, just what did that do for you?
Yeah, I think it did a lot for me. I've always loved playing on the penalty kill. I think it's a spot for me to use my speed and take advantage of other teams' mistakes as well, and then also just getting that experience of shutting it down and playing defense and just trying to lock the other team down, I started to take a lot of pride in it. And I know Greener takes a lot of pride in the penalty kill, and getting to go out there with him it was awesome. You know, he helped me a lot. And, you know, it's penalty kill is huge, and I want to be a big part of it for a long time.
How's it been having Bo here, and how have you seen him handle the transition?
Yeah, it's been awesome. I mean, it's been a dream come true. We've always talked about playing together on the same team someday. We never expected it to be when we were so young, so it still doesn't feel quite real that he's here. But, you know, it's been awesome. He fits in well with the group. You know, he's competitive. He knows what it takes to win, so he's been talking lots. But, you know, he's just fitting well, and he's not even close to being the player I know he can be. He can be a great defenseman in this league for a long time, and you know, I'm excited to see what he can do here with a full season.
It's tough showing up in March. We saw that with Greenway and the difference he made this year. What can we see from Bo showing up from a training camp, and how can he transition, you know, being here a full year?
Yeah, he's I think he's going to transition well. He fits the style that this team is going to play with, you know, just his skating and his skill and his hockey IQ. You know, I've seen him take over games, and I know he can do it at this level. So I'm just excited to see him kind of get that confidence starting early next year in camp and play it to his abilities, because I know how good he can be, and I'm excited to see him do it here.
I know you're not the type of person who likes to make excuses, but I'm curious how that fight with Garnet Hathaway, like, how long did it take you to start to feel like yourself again after some of the effects of that?
Yeah, this is a dumb decision by me at that time in the game to do that. And, I don't want to make excuses. I'd be lying if I said it didn't affect me a little bit, whether it was wearing the bubble or whatever. But it still doesn't matter. I know I need to be better, and I can't look at that as an excuse for my play this season. And, you know, I won't.
I know you say it wasn't the smartest decision, but it is kind of the type of player that you are, that you're, you know, ready to drag the team into the fight a little bit. And you mentioned that early in the season, the team needing a little bit more, you know, FU in your game. What do you think it looks like to take that next step and be that team that has a little bit more of that?
Yeah, I think it's all a mindset. We gotta want to play like that, and we gotta talk about playing like that. It doesn't mean you have to go fight someone, but whether it's just finishing a check or, you know, getting in a battle after the whistle, I mean, it gets you into the game, and it does help. And you know, we just have to hate losing so much that you know, you want to go and hit someone and take some frustration out in that way. And we need to just be harder to play against, I think. Whether that's finishing more checks or just being grittier sometimes, you know, it goes a long way. It is tough playing when you know you're going to get hit every time you touch the puck.
How much, you know, you're going to have a new coach. How much would you embrace maybe having some older players in the room and some guys that bring a little bit of that?
Yeah, you know, that would always help. Obviously, we know we're a young team. We know we don't have a crazy experience. So, you know, just to have some guys with that kind of experience and know what it takes to win and play kind of that more old school game, I think could kind of help and show us, you know, how to play that side of the game.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.